This is KVNF's regional newscast for Wednesday, April 21st. I'm Gavin Dahl. A crowd of over 300 people attended the school board meeting in Delta last week. The Delta County Independent reports they were there to demonstrate opposition to comprehensive inclusive sex education. The school board had formed a task force to investigate a request from some parents last year to implement a comprehensive human sexuality education curriculum that aligns with a new state law passed in 2019. State House Bill 1032 prohibits instruction emphasizing abstinence as the primary preventative pregnancy method available to students and prohibits instruction from using shame-based or stigmatizing language or instructional tools, employing gender stereotypes, or excluding the health needs of LGBT individuals. Protesters erroneously believed the Delta County School District had already adopted comprehensive sex ed after reading an inaccurate Hotchkiss High School newsletter released on April 12th, which was later retracted. The school board plans to create a community survey in the coming weeks. This week, the Mesa County Board of Commissioners started a third round in their search for a new county attorney after a second finalist, controversial right-wing activist and former commissioner Rose Pugliese, withdrew from consideration last week. The commissioners never told the public that they'd initially offered the job to Chief Deputy District Attorney Jennifer Lee Springer last month after their first round of searching. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports she declined the job to stay in her current position. Ironically, the commissioners have said their reasoning for not renewing the contract of former County Attorney Patrick Coleman in January was an effort to improve transparency. The three Mesa County commissioners approved going to a third round Monday at their regular meeting without publicly stating why they needed to start over. The county is accepting applications for the position through May 7th. Organizers of the Palisade Peach Festival have received the go-ahead from the Mesa County Health Department. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports the two-day festival returns August 19th through 21st with a parade, street dance, and 2 days of live music and vendors. Black lawmakers in Colorado are thankful and relieved a jury convicted a Minneapolis police officer for the murder of George Floyd. Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
The Capitol was tense an hour before the verdict was read as lawmakers moved their cars from the parking lot in case of unrest. Moments after the conviction, six black lawmakers hugged and said a prayer expressing thanks for the verdict. Leslie Herod leads the Black Caucus.
We do praise God for this outcome today. But make no mistake, true justice would be George Floyd alive today.
That's right.
Too many people have died that have not received such justice, that have not received a guilty verdict.
Herod led efforts to pass police reforms in response to Floyd's murder. She says the work continues with more bills, including efforts to better protect whistleblowers. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
How far have we come in enacting police reform since George Floyd's death nearly a year ago? In the first of two stories exploring that question, Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports on how Colorado lawmakers passed some of the boldest reform to date.
We want justice! We want justice!
Colorado Democratic State Legislator Leslie Herod says the historic demonstrations in Colorado last year compelled lawmakers to move fast.
We had such pressure, not only from folks protesting outside of the state capitol in Denver, but from across the state to say that this is wrong. I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on.
The Colorado legislature returned for a short session last spring amid America's reckoning on racism and police brutality. That's when Herod, who chairs the state's Black Democratic Caucus, helped craft a sweeping police reform bill.
We took it upon the state legislature to say that we are going to address this issue of police brutality, and we're going to do it now.
With the support of all Democratic legislators, they brought Republican lawmakers and police lobbyists to the table too, passing SB 217 during a whirlwind session. They did this in a state with the sixth highest rate of police killings in the nation. Justin Smith is Larimer County Sheriff, and he chairs the County Sheriff's Legislative Committee. They helped mold the bill as it moved through the state legislature at a rapid pace.
And in a little over a 10-day period, we worked to write over 40 successful amendments.
And they had to give up on some issues, like qualified immunity for police officers. Qualified immunity is a legal doctrine that protects police from civil lawsuits. The new law eliminates that protection for local cops in Colorado. Now Smith and other officers worry police could be unfairly punished for doing their jobs. The removal of qualified immunity, combined with the bill's other measures, caught the attention of criminal justice experts across the nation.
There's no other state legislator in this country that has been able to do what Colorado has done to date. It just hadn't happened.
That's Howard Henderson. He heads the Center for Justice Research at Texas Southern University. He says Colorado is ground zero for police reform because the state's new law ticks multiple boxes.
Body-worn cameras, use of force, duty to intervene, firing police officers, qualified immunity, police prosecutions, protester protections, and data tracking all in one bill.
In Colorado, it wasn't only the death of George Floyd that galvanized protesters and forced lawmakers to act. Representative Leslie Harrod says it was also
the subsequent knowledge of Elijah McClain's death.
McClain's death was Colorado's to confront.
Say his name!
In August 2019, in Aurora, east of Denver, McClain was tackled, handcuffed, and injected with a powerful sedative after police received a call about a suspicious person. The 23-year-old black man died a few days later. A recent independent investigation was deeply critical of police and paramedics' actions that night. His mother, Shanine McClain, spoke to KUNC's Colorado edition in February. She says her son's story touched a lot of people for different reasons. But Shanine McClain says one thing transcends all of that.
If we take out all the boxes and categories that we're placed in, we're just human. We're just human, and humans should care about each other.
McClain's death not only helped spur legislative action, it forced local reforms too. Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson was hired roughly a year after McClain died and quickly implemented changes, like banning the type of chokehold officers used on McClain. Now a community policing task force wants the power to fire officers. Wilson says she's open to that too.
We have to change and we have to evolve because that's what the community is asking for, not just the Aurora Police Department, but law enforcement in general.
Criminal justice expert Henderson says reform at the local and state level is most impactful. That's where 85% of criminal justice happens. And the public appetite for such reform is only growing.
Societal consensus changes over time on all manner of issues. Look, abortion, gay rights. Policing is not excluded from that.
Henderson says law enforcement has been hesitant to change, but that no system of power maintains itself forever. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
That does it for Wednesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.